वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमः हरये वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो स्पेशली फ्रॉम चैप्टर 16 द लीला ऑफ कालिया। यस्टरडे वी आर हियरिंग हाउ कृष्णा केम आउट फ्रॉम द कॉइल ऑफ कालिया। ऑल्दो कालिया ही वांट टू अटैक कृष्णा, वांट टू क्रिएट problem for Krishna. This is the nature. We can say this is general nature. For these persons, though they are always in mode of passion, aggressive nature happens, like revengeful attitude. Revengeful attitude. And he, according to his body, the snakes, they are poisonous. It will come after. Kali is just saying to Krishna, this is, you know, you just, by your mercy, I just got this body, this snake body. And this is tendency of our snakes. Unnecessarily, we are creating problems for others. Sometimes we are attacking, beating. This is your nature. And the nature is created by you. He is not blaming, actually. In a surrender mood, in a humble mood, in a repenting mood, he is presenting his humbleness in front of Krishna, appealing. Yes. Krishna knows our nature. Krishna knows our ability. Krishna knows our qualities. Krishna knows. He's super sure. He knows, but we want to hide it. This is the problem. He knows our nature. He knows our position. He knows our capacity. He knows our strength, our desires, abilities, everything he knows. But we don't want others. We are not opening our heart in front of Krishna. We are not opening our hearts in front of Krishna. Therefore, we are not opening. Therefore, acharyas are coming. They are opening our heart in front of Krishna. You can see like prayers from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, Narottam Das Thakur's. These prayers, once you repeat these prayers, here always you just always sing it. You can open your heart in front of Krishna. You cannot open your heart with someone who is not very dearer and nearer. Even you may be your son, maybe your daughter, but if you don't feel he is very dearer and nearer, you cannot open your heart. Although talking, although smiling, staying in one house, but always keeping some distance. Always keeping some distance. This is our nature, this is common nature. But Krishna is dearer and nearer. And he is ready from his side, from on his part, he is always ready. He knows our nature. But we are not exposing our nature in front of Krishna. Krishna, this is my nature. What I can do? My mind is like that. My tendency is like that. My attitude is like that. What I can do unless you help me? That Krishna wants from us. After that is help. What is spiritual help? When you open your heart in front of Krishna, then Krishna, he is opening his heart, he wants some help. He wants some help. And, but if you are passion, like Kaliya, you cannot open your heart. Because when mood of passion is there, it is prominent, always you think, I have no fault, I am a qualified person, I can do so many things, I will try my best. This thing will come. You can feel yourself that I am a unworthy person for this spiritual life. Very spiritual life. Where I am. When actually we trust into, how can I say, like, we uplift to mood of goodness, that mood can. In mood of goodness, when you read something, when you hear, when you chant, when you pray, then our nature, this Bhagavad Katha, Krishna Katha from Sadhu and Guru, I hear it. Expose our natures. Actually, fact is, this thing is the fact. What Bhagavad is saying? Where is my position? Where is my position? Actually, this is our process. By hearing, by with rapid attention, developing simplicity, and depending on Krishna's arrangement, by By this way, you can open your heart in front of Krishna. All these processes are there. Hearing, developing simplicity, surrenderness, then you can open your heart. Like Prabhupada used to say, today or, you know, this is not purpose. You may be, this is purpose or somewhere. Some acharya is mentioning like that. Like Brajavasis. Like a mother. Mother, she don't want to understand his son by knowledge. A mother, she don't want to understand. She is not estimating his qualities of son. How my son, I have to see Shastra whether he is my son or not, whether he is talented or not. So, mother is judging son out of love. It's my son, boss. By love and affection. They don't know other things. She don't want to calculate other things. She don't want to thought about other things. Just keeping one side. All these knowledges, ideas in one side. And with the love and affection, she wants to know his son. But when same mother, she wants to know other sons, then she is putting her knowledge. Whether he's a good boy or bad boy, whether he can do or not, whether he's like following some etiquettes or not. Always you can see. When you see other sons, always your intelligence is going there. But when you your own son, intelligent became zero. You want to see your son with love and affection. My son. We want to understand Krishna, not by knowledge, by this process. By this process. Yes. And this is very helpful. Once you develop your love and affection for Krishna, by hearing, by chanting, by surrendering mood, and always in appealing mood, and humble mood, opening your heart in front of Krishna, repeatedly you have to pray. Please help me, please help me, please help me. So then, you can love, like a mother, she wants to understand his son by love and affection. Plus, we want to know Krishna, we want to understand Krishna by only love and affection. Not by knowledge. You may be very knowledgeable person, may be very talented, may be expert in all sorts of things, but how can you understand Krishna? He's absolute. But this is the nature. Nature is very, how can I say? Hey, Krishna is mentioning in the Bhagavad Gita. No one is above the nature. Everyone is under control of nature. Even of demigods. Nature means they are in three mood of material nature. So nature is very permanent. Someone is desolate means immediate something happening, desolate nature is coming. Very difficult. From every side, if you judge or if you analyze, if you scrutinize, analyze from every side, without help from Krishna, without Krishna's special mercy, Guru's special mercy, where is your spiritual standard, where is your spiritual life, how to progress? Like a beggar, just like you just consider about a beggar, street beggar. It is difficult to consider, think about in West, but in India we can easily think. A beggar, just imagine a beggar. If you want to become a millionaire, what he can do? What he can do? His duty is begging. And every day he is just getting something and there is no fixed amount. He is not earning fixed amount. He is a beggar. Well, just consider the situation of now the situation, the beggars, the daily labors, how they are maintaining. Just consider. Like a beggar, which is begging every day and maintaining his body, maintaining his family, if he want to become a millionaire. Is there any way? Only one way. Special mercy. If some poor people, two days before, I was discussing something. We are discussing something in Uriya. You know, in India, many shelters, for small children, many shelter homes. Their father, mother, they have no father, they have no mother. And even voluntarily father, mother, they are just coming and approaching government. We cannot, I have no power. I am unable to maintain my family and children. Just keep here. And sometimes their father died, mother died. Government keeping them. Take care. In many places. In Orissa especially. I know. Two, three shelter. Shelter house. Children's shelter house. Sometimes you see, their father motherless, they are illiterate, they have no background, material background. But you know what happened? From West and Indian government posting their name, Indian government posting in one website, posting their name, this is the children. If someone wants to adopt it, this is the girl, this is the boy, his age is like that, his picture. People in India, they want a higher education just to went West. They want to go to West and earn money. But this father motherless, no father, no mother, no center. Sometimes some person is coming from West and choosing, okay, I like to adopt this guy. And he's coming and bringing this guy to West. In France, just few months before I saw him, was in from France, one person can adopt one daughter 13 years before. And she came and she wanted to come to the shelter house and she's sharing her realization in West to their shelterless parents. Why I am giving this example? You see, this is special. Special. Shelterless. Homeless. Hopeless. But now someone is coming from West. And believe me, I am not like poor man. Poor man cannot adopt. Adopt. And Indian government is all like a poor man, like beggar. If you want to become a millionaire, special. If it's some rich person, you want some. Okay, I'll give you this much for whole life. We are actually like that. Therefore, Prabhupada said to become bona fide devotee of God is not easy, but only by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Therefore, we have a special attention, we can say addiction, affection for one. Even in India, people don't know about Mahaprabhu, but Prabhupada maybe. He went to West, every center government. Why? He knows, without the help of same Krishna. But his form, his mood, his contribution for this Kali Yuga people is different. Without considering background, without considering nature, without considering time, place and circumstances, he wants to serve mercy. We are like that. And mostly in Kali Yuga, people are passionate and impassionate, impassionate and ignorance. Mostly passionate and ignorance. Few you can find sattvic. Few. Percentage, very few. Sattvic people. Eating their prasadam style or eating style is sattvic. Dress is sattvic, living style is sattvic, mood of goodness, most everyone, 90%. Therefore, Rupa saying, Krishna consciousness means at least come to this mood of goodness. Therefore, all our programs actually, this Varnasram systems, everything, regulate, someone can properly come to this mood of goodness, then he can understand these spiritual things. Otherwise, you see, like Kali, your passion is there. Or you can attest some spiritual things. Krishna is so beautiful. Shukadeva Goswami is describing how Krishna was swimming, how Krishna was playing, how he looks like. But for Kaliya, it is different. What about Krishna?
Evam paribrahmatoh Evam paribrahmamahato jasaunnatasam anamyatatapruthusiram सुदीरूढ़ाद्यहम् तन्मुद्नारत्ननिकर स्पर्शाति ताम्रम् पादाम्बुजखिलकलानि गुरु ननर्ता
मस्ते सब हैविंग सिंगरली डिप्लेक्टेड इन सर्पेंट स्ट्रेक विथ हिज रेस्टलेस सर्किल श्री कृष्णा द ओरिजिनल ऑफ एवरीथिंग पुश डाउन कालियस right shoulder and mounted his broad serpent
serpentine heads. Thus Lord Krishna, the original master of all fine arts, began to dance his lotus feet deeply, reddened by the touch of the numerous jewels upon the serpent's head. And when Kali awards water, revengeful food, I want, why he came to my place? Like Prabhupada used to say, like a dog. Why you are coming to my place? Unnecessary. Dog have no particular place. It's dog. It's dog. But he's not allowing other dogs, even other dogs. You can't come here. This is my place. Oh, who are you? Why you are coming here? I am the owner. Yeah, this is passionate nature, ignorance nature, unnecessary barking, unnecessary creating problems for others. This is not spiritual. This spiritual life is not up. It can be accepted by spiritual things. This aggressive nature and revengeful nature, very bad in spiritual life. Sometimes it can, because you know our body, some passion is there, ignorance is there. But by hearing, by developing Krishna consciousness, we have to think, no, this is my karma. It's my karma. What to do? This is material world. We can how do you say, counteracting. We can stop it. You see acharyas, in case of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was preaching so boldly. When he was to establish Vaishnava Siddhanta, all Brahmans became their enemy. And these Brahmans are not ordinary Brahmans. These Brahmans are from Maldives. Last they decide to kill Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. You know? Yes, they want to kill him. Because he started parikrama, everything, and he is very boldly preaching. But Vaishnava is, no one is greater than Vaishnava. You cannot say he is Sudra Vaishnava, he is Western Vaishnava, Indian Vaishnava. But Brahman, they are always used to say, no, we are Brahmans. Brahman is supreme. So lastly, the Brahmans, whenever saw the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur accepting all set of caste of peoples and converting into Vaishnavism. They develop so much enemies they want to kill. The Acharya is facing these problems. And suppose they are like kind of the police in Bharat. Police in Bharat. The police of Nandi, they inform Bhakti Raja. Be careful. There is a risk to your life. And in one program, actually they came to murder Bhakti Raja. But one of his, when the police came and gave him information secretly, before one of his disciples, just swearing, and he looks like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, exactly like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And he just, anyhow, he collect Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's dress from his secretary, and he wear like Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, all like this turban, everything like Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, with his danda. You see, he enter, because there, in that program, they already made plan. Many people are there. Anyhow, they have to finish Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, they want to murder. And he just went and approaching. No, he says there. So in that program, this danger was there. They are just waiting in outside. The program finished, will do like that. And his Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's disciple went and said, approach to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. You just give your dress, you just take my dress. He changed. Just wear Guru's dress and waiting there. And Bhaktisiddhanta Guru changing his dress. Come on. Come on. This is the place. This is the place. We are staying here. When we are thinking there is no danger, that is not actually intelligent. It is not, we cannot say, he is an intelligent person, how is he thinking there is no danger for me? No, danger may come, but Krishna will protect me, but danger will be there. It may come at any moment. Material world, pade vipadam, na desa. Only Golok Vrindavan, there is no danger. Material world, which Prabhupada used to say this. Danger is there, calamity is there, suffering is there, politics is there. Prabhupada saying, even you go to heaven and hell, even in animal kingdom, there is politics. Prabhupada saying, in animal kingdom, there is politics. You understand? Crows? You can see the crows. their qualities of food, they know qualities. And then remarking, if another crow keeping his food, in somewhere, he remarking. And when he just go away, he just going. And he's called, everyone is competitive politicians. Everywhere, propers. This is material world. Therefore, Acharya is saying, restiveness. Not a great place for a gentleman. Because no one wants to understand your mood. No one wants to cooperate in Sadhak Bhajan, in Guru Seva. Everyone like selfies, individual mentality, and like their own ideas. Very difficult. Actually, it's a very difficult place for those persons who want a simple life. But it is a good place for sinful persons. For sinful persons, it is a good place. They can enjoy, they can drink, they can do anything. But what is simple, like genuine devotee, is very difficult. But we are depending on Krishna and Mahaprabhu. They will protect us. Otherwise, what we can do? If you want, okay. I already frustrated in this world. I don't want to live. There is a saying in Oriya, if you want, you cannot die. If you want, you cannot live. Everything is in Krishna's hand. You don't think someone is committing suicide. It means according to his own will. No. His destiny is like that. Destiny is like that. Many times it happens. Sometimes they're through sari, something they're just putting within the fan. You know, this binding. Yeah, in India that, huh? Yeah, that with the table, they are just bringing. Just of this switch, the switch of this fan, with a rope or sometimes with the red dress. First they, you know, with their neck, they just bind. And again they just, all that, I don't know, they know me. But sometimes you know what happened. Sometimes they fall down, they just, yeah. Man comes down. They fall down. And rather, when they are falling down, sometimes they have broken their hand, broken their legs, then they are dying. I saw when I was reading in my college, you know, with my husband and wife, there's some disagreement, and the railway line was there, you know, the railway track was there. So he said, okay, wait, I will go to railway track. Then I want to, if one train will come, I'll just go to finish this body. And he very cleverly, he just bind one club in his neck and bind with also. And this railway tracks. But when this engine came, he saw that train is coming and engine just blowing up. But he started to fear. But already he bind in two places. Within neck, within track, what you have to do? And here in right track, and he's just taking left track. This rope or this the cloth is like that. And when train is blowing hot, he's just in fear. And train is going, where you go? Now, you want to die. But you cannot die according to your will. Now, train can, and you know about train, what happened? Just so cut up this car and throwing him to like 50 feet. Very fast. And he just fell down. The scratch had over this body, blood came out, then he entered his house. Then he narrating in front of his wife, I want to die, but this is Krishna's plan. I develop fear. If you want to die, why don't this is going? No, this is different things. Even sometimes in India, I know. With silly talk. You understand? With silly talk. Silly talk between husband and wife, immediately one just give up their will. According to their will, you thinking, no, nothing is happening actually. This is devotee life. Nothing is happening without Krishna's sanction, without Krishna's desire. Bhakti Dhanasa Sutta, Bhakti Vinata Kumbhansan. When someone just picks this idea, everything happening by Krishna's desire. Yes, some plan is there. He knows. I don't know. Then he can stay peacefully in this world. Bhakti Vinayaka was saying, you want to stay peacefully in this world? Whatever is coming, just accept. This something Krishna's plan is there. Then you can stay peacefully. Otherwise, it's very difficult business, very difficult business. So, Krishna, he was swimming. As I was swimming, having severely depleted the serpent's strength with his relentless circles. I can say like restless, he is not taking any rest. It's very forceful, he just swimming with sacri. You know snakes? Anyone, if you just move always in sacri, his head really. And if you want to stay in forest, especially you have to know so many things. How to contract or how to test all these animals. Like snake, when snake is coming, you want just some snakes are there, they're chasing you. Possible they will drop. Flying snakes are also there. They're just like jumping. And how to contract? Those are staying in forest like tribal people, they know. They know. Like snake is just, if you go straight, snake can immediately can touch you. But if you always go in here and there, in this, that way, snake cannot do anything. And suppose you are within the forest, because head is reeling. Because when you want to turn his body, it's required time. Within that time, you can go fast. And his head is just reeling, because every time you are turning your, how can I say, your direction, you are turning to light. This is the way. Someone can forcefully run, but when it moves to a certain way, be very difficult. Like elephant, when elephant chases someone, how to counter the elephant? Suppose you are going, elephant is just coming. When you want to stay, you, this is the only way. Just go here, then I can turn. Then I can turn to left, I can turn to right. If that body, you cannot move, and head is reeling, big tired. Krishna knows all these things. And he wants to defeat this Kali, is very powerful, who is competent of Gauru. Now Krishna is just defeating him by the intelligence. You can defeat, when Krishna will give you intelligence, you can defeat everyone. This is not our credit. And you can defeat this material world. We are always defeated by this material world, our nature, our body, everything. But you can defeat this material world, because material world, when staying in material world, when nature is controlling us, we have no power. It's already captured everything, mind, intelligence, sense, everything, body. So only Krishna, when Krishna will give you intelligence, you can understand who I am, who is Guru, who is Maya, who is Krishna. Every tattva is revealed by Krishna's intelligence. Otherwise, very difficult. Very difficult. Yes. And if you don't think, someone think I am very intelligent. Okay, you are very intelligent. Now you see, all over the world, all are intelligent. America is. People were saying, I was very intelligent. China saying, I was very intelligent. Everyone saying before, I was very intelligent. You see, now you are intelligent. Lockdowning everything. No, you cannot come out. Like, now you are prisoners. You are living life like prisoners. You cannot come out. But you just remark the bars. That moving free. You are not intelligent. No one is intelligent here. No one is actually intelligent. Material very intelligent, but when problem will come, you can't contract. But when Krishna will give you intelligence, you see how quickly you want to defeat Kaliya. He's very powerful. Should just moving so fast in certain way. So then Kaliya will die. Yeah. So then Krishna with his hand, I'm going to say like press his hood. They jump over his hood and start to dance. You see, this is Krishna. This is Krishna. Where is danger? Where is danger? We don't like Krishna. And Krishna is saying, you see, I am just dancing over danger's head. Is it so dangerous? And I'm sure this verse is there in 10th canto. You find this verse, very nice verse. Urdhnisu. This is Devastuti. Demigods are praying to Krishna. Your devotees, they are always defeating different kinds of problems of their life, different challenges, and actually these problems, these challenges are the steps, their steps towards you. And sometimes they are keeping, how can you say, like, keeping their legs on the head of the nature. And climb over the head of the nature. And approaching Vaikunthas. Attending Vaikunthas. This prayer is there in 10th canto. Devotee is so fearless. Because intelligent, if Krishna wants to help you, he will give you proper intelligence. How to lead our spiritual life, material life, how to balance with sun, water. What we can do? If you try your best, what you can do? You cannot help yourself. How to speak of others? Because to maintain this body, to maintain this sense also, you see sense, their demand or fulfill demands. You cannot fulfill their demands. When you are taking some chutney, how can you say? Yeah, chutney, you want sweet rice. Once you take sweet rice, then tongue saying, oh, it is more sweet, I want something salty. Once you take salty, oh, fruits. You see, all complete desires, all senses, tongue, ear, eye, nose, everything, all complete desires. What you can do? How can achieve knowledge, spiritual knowledge, proper intelligence, unless Krishna help us. Therefore, Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Tesam Sarva Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam, Priti Purvakam, Dadam Purti Churkam. I will give him proper intelligence. I Priti Purvakam. If someone is performing my bhajan with love and affection, body is always Sarira Abhitya Jal, that we have to remind always. Maybe India, maybe West, Sarira, always body is Sarira Abhityaja. Always it creates ignorance. And Jadendriya Tahi Kaal, and senses, they are like Kaal, how can you say, like time, they are furious within this world. And among the senses, Tam Madhijyuva. Tam. How can you achieve knowledge, pure intelligence, unless spiritual help? Yes. And intelligence coming from Krishna. You see, Krishna is. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna is saying, Buddhi buddhimata masvini tejo tejo sinamaham. I am the power of powerful persons. I am the intelligent of intelligent persons. We are always saying, he is very intelligent. Who is intelligent? Krishna is giving intelligence. He is saying, I am the intelligent of intelligent persons and I am the power of powerful persons. Therefore, devotee is always humble. Why is always humble? He knows all these facts. This is natural, you can say, humbleness. How you can know? How natural humbleness will come? When you know the position of Krishna, Guru and Krishna, where they are, and my power, my ability, my intelligence, and whatever helps Guru and Krishna, everything is coming from Krishna, then you become natural humble. Natural humble. You cannot develop power. Like someone is maintaining his family, his body through other. Other one is feeding. Like you are feeding me. How can I develop pride? You are feeding, you are maintaining me. Natural, I become humble in front of you because you are maintaining. Yes. Therefore, tattva is required. To know the tattvas. Okay, why I am developing pride? Why I think so many things? Krishna is very powerful. What he cannot do? Even if he want, he can't do anything. Where is my power? Where is my intelligence? Kali is so powerful. Competitor of Garuda. Now you see what is happening. Just Krishna moving cycling. He's swimming. In the wrong cycling. Cycling where? And he's just losing his energy. And Krishna just pressing his hoop and jump over Kalyas. Hood and dancing there. This is Krishna. And when he is dancing, Sukadeva Goswami mentioning, Padam Bhuja Akhila Kaladi Guru Nanaratam. His lotus feet deeply reddened by the touch of the numerous jewels upon the serpent's head. Yes. You see, this is Krishna's creation. You can't disrespect anyone. Why? Everything is emanated from Krishna. Everyone has some good qualities. Snake is, you see, when we're remembering about snakes, see the picture of snakes, thinking about snakes, fairness is coming. But the same snakes, he's just carrying such a thing. What is that? Jewel. Jewels. They're good. Not every snakes. You know? I don't know what. You see, this is when jewels came in their pool, jewel, that is their. They're very furious at that time. Why? They know people will come, they'll kill you. Because night time they can know. Now jewel is in my head. You see, when night time, there's moving, this light is coming. Then you can know. Now in my hood, jewel is there. Then actually, those are snake hunters, huh? Those are words, jewels. Night time they are demanding. But night time they have no power to attack snakes. This is remarking where the snake is residing. You know, we're going in this way. And just in early in the morning, he's just entering to this pond. And daytime they're coming. They attack. Only for this jewel. But you see, there is a moral instructor is saying, because he's poisonous, his nature is bad. Even he's carrying jewel, no one appreciates. And this jewel is also, although it is over his hood, but no one like him, no one appreciates snake. You understand? Like you have so nice qualities, but your nature is bad. No one like him. No one. He's carrying such a valuable thing, snake is carrying such a valuable jewel, but no one like. Well, for the same jewel, when it is in king's crown, it looks beautiful. But in same jewel, when it is with same snake's hood, that looks good. See, quality. To become a genuine human, and to achieve all the genuine qualities, actually we have to learn so many things in this life. Such a valuable thing is carrying the snakes, but one appreciate. Rather that people are killing and stealing the jewels. And the same jewel, before whom the snakes was carrying, and actually by Krishna's mercy, is created over his head, or on his head. The same jewel, you know, so beautiful. In king's crown, and every son appreciating, oh, this is jewel, this is jewel. This is jewel. You may have like some extraordinary qualities and some like expertness, unless your nature is good, none will appreciate. This is the problem. Therefore, always, why are repenting? Why Bhakti Vinod Thakur saying, Amitav Durjana Di Sada Duracha, Koti Koti Janme Moro Nain? I am a fallen person. I am a Durjana, I cannot say, very wicked person. I'm not following any rules and regulations, etiquettes. And I think it is impossible on part of you even to deliver me. And for me, I think a million lives required. I even for bhakti, what to speak of bhakti? Because I have no karma, I have no jnana, I have no bhakti. Why acharyas? Spring like that. Yes. To remind us, you see, unless you have these good qualities, our expertness, our everything. One will appreciate, Krishna will appreciate. So many, in India, so many nice instructors, moral instructions are there. You can see like elephant. You cannot find jewel in every snake's food. You cannot find, I can say, within elephant's head. You know what elephant carries? Rare. No. Another thing is there. Gajamukta. I don't know what it is in English. Very rare things. Special. Special. Some, huh?
Pearls.
Huh? Pearls. Pearls. P-E-R-L-S. Mukta. Pearls. Gajamukta. Very rare. Not in every elements, no. Rare elements are there. You see. There, Chanakya won't be saying. Not in every snake's food you can find jewel. Not in every elephant you can find pearls. And not in every forest you can find sandalwood. And it is not also easy to find sandal person everywhere. Nahi sadhava. Nahi chandana vane vane. You cannot find sandalwood in every forest. And nahi sadhava sarvatta. You don't think sandal persons are available to you. No. It's even Chanakya saying. And this is success of Kaliya's life actually. Although he was carrying jewels. And because his wicked nature, poisonous nature, revengeful nature, even wives they are already frustrated. Viswarajagra Thakur mentioning, before the wives they already decided, right? Because we are chaste wife, we cannot keep our husband. Whether we die or whether we live, we have no problem. We don't want to keep any special relationship with our husbands because he's always creating problem for others. Always creating. And especially his competitor of Garuda. He's creating problem for devotees. They don't like. At least why they don't like. Now this is, Krishna is giving, Krishna is supporting, Krishna is a showering mercy. And Krishna won, actually. Because Kaliya's wives, they pray so much. And then devotees, there were one mercy is there, this is called Sambandha Krupa. Sambandha Krupa. Sometimes Krishna delivers persons, those are related with the devotees. You understand Sambandha Krupa? And this is very powerful, actually. Like someone is very dear devotees, very unalloyed, simple and dear devotees. Even his son is not doing some bhajan, little bhajan, if he perform little bhajan, Krishna will deliver. Even not performing bhajan, Krishna is so powerful. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Kulina Gramvasis, Kulina villagers, this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is saying, even the dog eaters, even the hogs, dogs, they are dear to me in your village. Yes. This is called Sambandha Krupa. Because you are pure devotees, you are my devotees, you are staying in that village. You see, if your devotee is staying in that village, and the whole villagers, even the dogs, hogs, dog eaters, they are dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is called Sambandha Krupa. So why we are always discussing about Guru? Why Guru Tattva? He's dear to Krishna. We want this mercy is easy. You can say easily can achieve this mercy. The easy and shortcut way, simple way. Like I want money from you. I want to borrow some money from you. Suppose you are a rich person. Directly approaching, you know, someone is very rich, you cannot approach him. Then he don't know also. But if you approach someone, if I will approach someone who is very dear to you, you are bound, you have no other way because you like him. and he like me. You know, we want this verse. This verse is, how can I say, with little sadhak bhajan you can find this verse. Therefore, jasya prasadat bhagavata. Jasya prasadat bhagavata. We are always focusing on that point. Jasya prasadat bhagavata. But at Krishna's prasad, Bhagavad prasad, we can achieve Krishna's prasad. Jasya prasadat. This is the simplest, easiest, befitting way for us in Kali Yuga. Therefore, Prabhupada, you see how many times Prabhupada always is mentioning Gita, Bhagavatam, lectures. This is Sambandha Kupa. And I am not pure. Our mood is like, I am not pure because I am related or I am, I have connection. I am following a pure devotee. Is very dear to Krishna. And why Krishna? Someone may ask question. Okay, you are following a pure devotee. Why Krishna will deliver you? If this pure devotee, he just accept us, okay, as a servant, as anything, in our, he like our inequalities, and he accept us as a servant. Krishna is bound. Krishna is bound to deliver. Even we are unqualified. Therefore, Bhakti Pradhan mentioned Vaishnavira Abedana Krishna Dayama Mohena Pamara Pati Abedana Sama. I am a Pamar, I am a fallen person, I am a simple person. If some Vaishnava approach by, if a Vaishnava approach by me, how can a Vaishnava approach by you? How can if you do something for a Vaishnava, if you serve him, try to please him, then he will ask Krishna, please, he is an offender. And he has no qualification. He is committing so many offenses. Please, help him, deliver him. If you like me, please, deliver him. This is the way. Therefore, Jasya Prasada, we are attached to Guru and always discussing about the glories of Guru and we are following a Guru and a Guru. Also, Patrami Guru Seva. And then punish. Now, Krishna can punish Kaliya, Krishna can rectify Kaliya, Krishna can can give teachings Kaliya through other way. But why Krishna is dancing now? He's dancing. Why is he dancing? So merciful. Related with wife. Kaliya's wife, they're my devotees. I have to serve mercy. And second thing is Kaliya, his proud nature. And I want to smash his proud nature. Give him blessings by giving punishment. And when Krishna was dancing, because on the hood of Kaliya, many jewels are there. And when Krishna's, you know, Krishna's feet is very soft, reddish, actually. And when Krishna is dancing, and in Krishna's feet, always stuck with these jewels. Therefore, Prabhupada mentioning here, his lotus feet deeply reddened by the touch. Deeply reddened. It was reddish before, now it is deeply reddened. Nice purport, Prabhupada mentioning. Sri Harivamsa stated that Sirasaha Krishna Jagraha Sohastena Sohastena Avanamaya Krishna grabbed Kaliya's head with his hand and forced it to bow down. Most people in this world are quite reluctant to bow down the Supreme Personality of God. Supreme Person, the Absolute Truth. Many people, they don't like to bow down. But in this, in the contaminated states called material consciousness, we conditioned souls become proud of our insignificant position and are thus reluctant to bow our head before the Lord. Yes. Yet just as Lord Krishna forcibly pushed Kaliya's heads down and thus defeated him, the Supreme's energy in form of irresistible time kills all the conditioned souls and thus forced them to bow down their arrogant heads. This is proper. If you natural not go down, Krishna, Yes, these are duties, special this is duty of devotees. As many as possible. When you are coming to temple, just pay obeisance. Krishna, I am here. And there is one also saying, for 70 persons, when you are paying, more you pay obeisance, Krishna will be needed. And there is one. Yeah, this is in Shastra. If someone is always paying obeisance to Krishna, Krishna will not allow him to stay within the mother's womb, no more. You cannot stay because you are paying so visits, so many times visits to me. I don't want, I don't allow you to stay in mother's womb. Krishna, so grateful. Therefore, even sometimes we are unable, we have like bodily pain, but still you have to come and you have my hand with that folded hand. Krishna, please. I will serve that. Praying obeisances and then praying to Krishna with a humble mood, very powerful. Very powerful. And feeling ourselves, I am a disqualified person. Very powerful, actually. These pranams, obeisances, very powerful. You see, if I will pay obeisance to you, how you are feeling? How you are feeling? When I, if I, in front of you, I just put dandavat pranam. How you feeling? Please, wake up. Huh? Sometimes you know, general village people, they're just paying obeisances. Sometimes they're coming to ashram, old bands, paying obeisances for 2-3 minutes. And you cannot go, if he's paying obeisances, how can I go? You have to wait. He's paying obeisances. Why is he paying obeisances? We are worried. And Krishna, oh, his heart is so soft. He's so grateful, he's so broad-minded. How can you say Krishna's qualities? And if someone pays obeisance to him, he will go, I am indebted. And this thing is in Ramayana. When Vibhishana just pay one more obeisance. They're just saying, those are like speeches of Ramayana. Ramakatha, they're used to say. You see, Ramakatha, Katha was writing. 10 times he's cut his head, and he's cut his then head, but he cannot achieve the result, he cannot achieve this boon to become immortal. But we start by being obeisances, one obeisance, he became immortal. This is power of obeisances. And Vaisnavi comes to say, Ekasya Krishnasya Kruta Pranama, if someone wants paying obeisance to Krishna, Dasasya medha, 10 times, if someone performing, 10 times, heart sacrifice, it is equal. But next time I say, no, I am committing mistake. How can you compare? How can you compare? Someone is paying obeisance to Krishna with the heart sacrifice. He said, no. Dasasya medhi punarati janamam. Krishna pranami na pudarbhava. One who performing 10 heart sacrifices, again have to return here to this material world. But Krishna pranami na pudarbhava. If someone is paying obeisance to Krishna, he will not come to this material world. Vyasadeva is it. This is from Naradeva Purana. This is the value. You see, this is spiritual, this is Krishna consciousness. How Krishna is giving us facilities. But we are not understanding its value. Like there is a saying. I just don't feel something. In India we have so many sayings. Common things, but it's very valuable. If you give jewels to monkey, he can't do anything. He cannot use. Yes. Krishna consciousness is like jewel. You cannot hand it over to someone, everyone, no. You must have some standard, you see. If you always develop doubtness, why Krishna is not helping? You see what Shastra is saying, Vyasadeva is saying. But one paying obeisance, one. Someone let go of this material life. If you don't have faith, then how can Krishna help you? This is jewel. Not one jewel, Bhagavati is one jewel, Tulsi is one jewel, Betty is one jewel. 1,000 jewels. But in this life, at least we have focus on one thing. One thing. And therefore, achieve holiness. Okay. But still, to support holiness, Bhagavatam, Vishnu Seva, Sadhu Seva, even someone in India would do some service, he's giving donation, he's serving Vaishnavas, he's feeding Vaishnavas, cooking, service, so many. But all are, we can say, all are potent. Same amount of spiritual strength, Tulsi, Bhagavatam, Charanamrita, you know Charanamrita? You go to India, you go to any temple, when Brahman giving charana, they chant the mantra. You don't know this mantra? Yeah, you have to know this mantra. Akala vrittu haranam sarva vyadhi nirakaranam. When there, Brahman is giving this charana, they chant this mantra. Akala vrittu haranam. Suppose, unmaturely, you have some death, it was impending. Death is just, I can say, waiting for you. I'm not sure. But why? Ascending Charanamrita. Every day we are there, we will take it. Mrittu Haranam. Krishna will save you from all accident, all those things. Before we were small, I know 100%. Still I have this memory. Mother will not allow to go anywhere without paying obeisances, without accepting Shivji's Acharanam. That time, actually in village, Radha Krishna, because it's very difficult to worship Radha Krishna, you have to perform many festivals. Therefore, the usual Shivji, okay, giving some bell leaf and little water or milk, easy. They are not allowing us to go anywhere. And if they brought, like, from here, maybe 21 kilometers, one Shivji, the very famous Shivji. Akramdamani, called Akramdamani, self-manifested Shivji, self-manifested, very powerful. If someone from your village, he came to the same temple, they brought Charanamritas and distributed to everyone. Powerful intellectuals. Akala mrittu haranam. Sarva vyadhi nirakaranam. And you can cure all your diseases. Yes. Gurudev told to me, I don't know whether you have faith or not. Gurudev told to me. Before I have like some chronic things, I just explained to Gurudev. What medicine can? Medicine cannot help so much. Holiness is real medicine. He said to me, Mayapur. Okay, you can take some medicine, but actually, holiness is real medicine. He said, and when he said, from that day, this is finished. Only I just put faith. Guru said, pass. Finish. I never still now. Never I experience. Yes. Just put faith. You can get faith. And holiness is a good culture. And holiness is real medicine. Guru says, sarva vyadhi nirakaranam. Vishnu pada dako pitvaha. If someone is us, drinking Jivasi. Drink water of Vishnu. Bath water of Vishnu. He will not come to this material world. If you every day accept Charanamrita, with this mode, Krishna's bathing water. Finish. You see, why Prabhupada is giving such a, how can I say, such unpleasant path? His life is blissful life. How Prabhupada is preaching, you see? How has he given? What? He knows about those. And this is path. We are not sentimentalists. We are not like, you know, sometimes we are saying, why are they washing our mind? Eh? We are not doing like that. This is bad. It's bad. Sometimes when we are small, we know, man. When in your stomach some pain will come, how can you say, like stomach cramps, like that, it happened. And at that time, no medicine. We are not using any medicine. And unnaturally it happened. Mothers, they are always keeping Charanamrita. Shivji is something, Ganga water. So, okay, open your mouth. And they pay obeisance to Lord and just gives us. So simple path. So simple path. Yes. That we are losing. We are losing the simple path. towards Krishna consciousness. We have faith, but that's simple faith. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness, glory of Bhagavatam, glory of Tulsi, glory of Kulina, glory of Pranam, glory of Saranamata, glory of deities, glory of Mahaprasada. Full of glories. The standard is the uplift you to get back to Godhead. Or back to Godhead. This is Krishna consciousness.
Okay, tomorrow.